I stopped at the gate, thinking I don't deserve to pass through after all the mistakes that I've made. Oh, but I heard a whisper as heaven bent down. Said, child, don't you know that the first will be last and the last get a crown?
What is up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Matt with Erlane in the Automotive Truth.
Hello, people.
I am the Matt.
I'm Erlane Pollard.
And welcome to our humble show.
What's up? We are here. We are here.
We are here. Yeah. The great state of Texas.
Yay,
we are here.
Yay, Texas.
I hope everyone's doing well. Everyone's doing wonderful. Everyone is safe.
Yes. And staying productive.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
And staying saved.
Yeah, especially all our European listeners and overseas listeners.
Yes, yes.
I hope you all are safe.
Safe, yes. Safe in the arms of our Savior.
Yes, in bare arms.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Protect yourself.
Protect yourself. Although the angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him, and he delivereth them, you also should protect yourself.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing new under the sun.
That's right. That's what the word says.
I wanted to read a scripture, but I put it in the notes, but it didn't transfer over.
Okay. You want to find it, and then I'll go on to
go on to your rant.
My rant.
Or overrated, underrated.
Okay, which one do you want to do first?
Do your rant.
Okay. Well, let's go.
Ready?
Yes.
Rants.
Here we go.
Right into it today.
Uh huh. So on YouTube, I saw some people, they were commenting on a YouTube channel, that they were commenting on a video that was taken by, I guess it was a camera inside of a church. And there were two, there was like nobody in the church. There were two young women, one sitting in front of the church, and the other one was sitting more towards the back, and there was an elderly lady sitting in between both of them. And so all of a sudden, I mean, and thank God for this camera. I mean, there must be some shiesty stuff going on in this church. I don't understand why there's like camera pointing right at the saints. Yeah, it was kind of like security cameras. A security camera is what caught it. Because there wasn't service. I think they were just praying or something. Anyway, so one of the girls starts to walk towards the elderly lady sitting in the pew, and then the other one gets closer behind her. So the one in front of her grabs her hand and starts to act, I'm guessing, like she's praying for her, while the other one is digging in her pocketbook.
Wow.
Unbelievable. In the church. Wow. Inside of the house of prayer. Like, I don't care what type of church you go to. I mean, a sanctuary is a sanctuary. It's put up for that purpose, right? It's put up for the purpose of serving God. Whatever the man uses it for is between him and God. But it's the house of prayer. And you robbing an elderly lady? I mean, I was just sick to my stomach. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And of course, the person that was commentating on the YouTube was saying, this is crazy, this is, how can this happen, you know? But that's it, what happens. That's what happens. See, the devil, he stands by the door, right? We were taught as growing up in as saints in Rehoboth Church, that the devil stands outside of the door of the church with God, and he says, let's see how many are going to praise me today.
Yeah,
and how many are going to praise you today.
That's right.
Right. And so I just can't believe it. I you know, the enemy moves inside the church in such a way, and it uses, you know, people. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And I just couldn't believe what I was watching, honey. Like, I was just,
The
elderly lady didn't even see it coming. Like, she was all into the prayer and all that, and they were all in cahoots with this situation. Disgusting. Shame on you. Shame on you. That's horrible.
Well, it's all set up. Now, why was the usher off their post?
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Well, Well, Matt Pollard is the usher, the lead usher, actually, in our church, and was the lead usher back home also. So he knows all about stuff that comes in through the front door, because as we're lifting up holy hands and praising God, he's at the door keeping watch.
Oh, yeah.
He's keeping watch. And not only at the door, but even inside the sanctuary. But anyways, that was kind of like a story, but a rant at the same time. It's disgusting, y'all. These are the days that we're living in. These are the days that we're living in.
That sure is.
Men don't respect the house of God.
Man in general.
Yeah, man. Female, that's what I mean, man. Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, that was my rant.
Crazy.
Thank you.
No problem. You want to do overrated, underrated?
Sure. Did you find the scripture or not?
Yeah, I had it in my notes. I just didn't transfer to this one.
Okay. Let's go. All overrated, right. Underrated.
Indoor water parks.
Okay. What do you think?
I think it's cool.
You think it's cool?
Yeah, that's awesome. Especially this big one here in Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
That thing's awesome.
The only thing that just kind of skews me a little bit is that it's all enclosed, you know? Like, I don't know. It kind of skews me a little bit. Like,
why?
I don't know. Just the water inside, you know? Not.
What's the difference with water outside?
I don't know.
I guess. It's filtered. It's got chlorine.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. The wet rug, you know.
Rug.
There's that turf stuff on the floor, you know.
They have it outside too.
Like at the Cocoa Key, when we used to go to the Cocoa Key in Waterbury,
Texas.
It was a really nice indoor water park. I mean, it was pretty amazing. It was nice, but it skeeved me to walk on that turf wet floor. Anyways.
Yeah, I don't like going in that stuff.
I think
I don't go in the water.
Is overrated. Those
I drowned when I was a kid. I won't go in the water though.
It's true, y'all. Not to laugh that he almost drowned, but that he's a little I guess claustrophobic. I don't know if there's a word for it or not, but yeah, no pools, no beaches. He don't like it.
Nope, I hate the water.
I love it. I love.
So overrated or underrated?
I thought it was overrated. I think those parts are overrated. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Properly placed.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay.
What's next, Ms. P?
Amazon Prime. Oh, I got a bone to pick with Amazon Prime. What do you think?
I think it's overrated.
Yeah, it's absolutely overrated.
They're trying to be the next Google.
Well, the thing about it is that you pay the extra, I guess, you know, to be Prime. And even back then, when we would get our delivery the next day when we order something, you know, not even to touch that, because whatever, we know the times that we're living in. But, like, I want to watch movies that are on Amazon, right? Why are they making me, like, I'm paying the extra to pay.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Why can't I watch it ain't got to be the movie that's in the theaters, but there's some extra movies in there or extra shows that I like to watch. And they're trying to make me pay for it. I don't appreciate it. It is a business. I get it, but.
Well, somebody else probably owns the rights to those.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then they shouldn't put it on Prime then.
You can rent it on Prime.
I feel like Prime sounds special, you know? Prime sounds VIP.
It's like everybody's a Prime member on Amazon. Yeah,
exactly. It doesn't matter. It's not special anymore.
It's not. All right, well, Felicity's dog is here and annoying the crap out of me.
Soul. The dog's name is Soul.
Oh, well, next is mobile doggy grooming.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Soul, you
should have your mom groom.
Oh, you sure enough need that in your life. I think it's underrated. I think it's pretty fabulous that people can come to your house and groom your dog.
Well, yeah, but it's just like everything else that's mobile or to you is they never work around your schedule.
What do you mean? Why wouldn't they?
Okay.
You set it up for when you want to.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's like I'm at work 14 hours a day. Like, go get my dog. Here's the key. I don't care. Like, I don't know. I'm different. I don't want to do anything. I'm going to pay you my money. You handle everything.
That's why it's so genius.
Yeah, but it doesn't work that way.
Will you have to be home for them to come? Is that what you're saying?
I'll leave the dog in the garage. Here's the garage code.
Yeah, go get her. I think it's underrated. I think it's a great idea.
Yes, it is. But
yeah.
But just like everything else, like I want it to work around my schedule. Whatever.
Yeah, the world doesn't revolve around you, Matt Pollard.
Yeah, I know. I'll invent something for us busy folk. What's next?
But what do you think about the unit and say overrated, underrated?
Oh, I think it's underrated. I don't think too many people know about it.
Yeah. It's
at least a mobile pickup service and bring them over to PetSmart. Huh?
Yeah, I'm sure that's either available or coming too.
Coming too. It'll be Amazon Prime. You can ship your dog to the dog groomers.
For an extra $15. Yeah.
Or Uber. We'll pick your dog up and bring it to the groomer.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
I know, right?
Y'all don't try to steal our venture. All right. Solar power, anything. Solar power, I don't know, electricity. Homes? So yeah, solar power, I don't know, electronics. And what do you think about that?
I mean, it's like everything else. Like, it serves a purpose, but it's not. It doesn't eliminate the electricity going to the home.
It's overrated.
Yes, it's extremely overrated.
It's overrated. Yeah. Once the sun goes bye-bye and it's not charged, That's it.
Like, we lost our power last year here. None of the solar worked because it was too dark to charge any auxiliary batteries.
Oh, God.
So everybody know what? Nobody had power.
Isn't that something, y'all? Isn't that something?
Yep. All right.
Yep. All right. That guess that was it. That was it for overrated and underrated.
Oh, so it's overrated.
Okay. Overrated.
Overrated. Mm-hmm. All right. I want to read a scripture just because, like, there's been a lot of drama going on.
By the way, we had an awesome service at the temple today. Correct. Oh, my God. Did God speak to the Pollards on today? Say amen, Brother Matt.
Amen.
Oh, my God. He spoke to us in such a mighty way that I am on cloud 10. God is so good, y'all. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Oh, and we're blessed, y'all. We're so blessed. And I'm just feeling extra blessed today, right?
It's my turn.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Psalms 27, 1 and 2. The Lord is my strength, is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Mm-hmm. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Let's just say some people are falling.
Yeah, well, you know what it is. Like, Holy Ghost don't play. Holy Ghost is the power of God. And what happens is that, you know, people don't agree with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost that's dwelling on the inside of those that are saved and filled by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
People just can't stand it. It makes the enemy crazy that you're so blessed and highly favored. You
Amen.
Know?
Amen.
That's what it is. And so they act out in certain ways. They act out in certain ways, and it's not them. The Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and spirits of high places. It's the enemy. It's the enemy. Like, so when people are going through and people are acting up and doing, don't look at them. It's the spirit that's in them. Whatever spirit, ugly spirit, nasty spirit, attitude spirit, jealous spirit. Mm-hmm.
So, it's a spirit, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't pinpoint the individual.
That's right.
All right, so on to some happier stuff.
Yes, let's go.
So ready? Right. Toyota surpassed General Motors as the number one automaker.
Da, da,
Another
da.
Round of applause.
Da, da, da. Woo! Go Toyota. Go Toyota.
Yep.
Go Toyota.
Yes, hashtag Toyota.
It's wonderful.
That's some great news.
That's wonderful.
We are the number one automaker, finally.
Yeah.
And we're reliable, and we don't take shortcuts, and we don't get government bailouts.
We love America, don't get us wrong. We love America.
Yeah.
We are patriotic in the sense, and we love every American-made thing, but a lot of these vehicles, y'all, American cars are not made in America.
Yeah, exactly. More Toyotas are made here than Chevys.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, so congrats to Toyota.
Yes.
For being numero uno. In the Estados Unidos.
Sí. Mm-hmm. So that's who puts food on my table. So
exactly that.
And I just
well,
grew,
besides
I grew
the
up.
Provisions of the Holy God, but yes.
Amen. But he put me there. Us there. That's I don't know. That's been my brand, man. Like, that's where I grew up. I grew up in a Toyota dealer. So,
right.
I mean,
right.
That's me.
Right.
All right. Well, let's talk about what's going on in the.
In the world today.
And affecting the automotive industry.
That is right, Matt. Talk about it. You want to talk about it?
Go ahead. You talk about it. That's your note.
All right. So we all know what's going on in the world. You know, it's not a secret. Ukraine and Russia, or Russia invading Ukraine and all that stuff.
They're playing Battleship.
And well, it's going to affect the automotive, according to AutoNews.com. They're the ones that put out the story. Once again, you know, the automotive business, automotive industry is going to be affected by this. Your gas, not only your products and stuff that come from. I put out a post on Facebook, and I wish I could have transferred it over to Instagram or everywhere else that we post. But there's a, I mean, Ukraine is a very wealthy in the resources department.
Correct. Especially what EVs need.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a precious metal there that you need for EVs.
Exactly. And so this Putin knows that very well. And so this is why a lot of this stuff is happening. But in any event, Ukraine is it's actually 70% of the world. It says Ukraine supplies 70% of the world output of neon, which is a critical gas that runs the lasers needed to manufacture microchips.
That's right.
So we need microchips, y'all. This country needs microchips.
Yeah, we're already short. Everything needs a microchip.
We
like
are
we said
short.
Before.
We are short on those chips. And now here's another hit from the.
I'm average size.
Here's another hit from the other side of the world that's going to affect America, unfortunately. And so, you know, we like to keep you updated, you know, and keep you posted on certain things. So yeah, unfortunately, you know, we're probably going to see another wave of this.
Yeah, and I think 50% of our oil comes from Russia.
Yeah.
So that's another problem.
There's so much in this world, y'all. But be of good cheer, y'all. Be of good cheer.
Oh, my God. We posted a video about oil.
Oh. About oil or gas? Oh,
about gas. I mean, it's oil.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, my gosh. It got like 5,000 views in like 30 seconds.
It sure did. It was crazy.
And they're like, how can a president change oil prices? I mean, proof is in the pudding, man.
We went to
one word, gas. Pipeline.
And on the gas pump, there was a sticker. There's stickers all over everywhere in the United States with a picture of the president pointing at it saying, I did this. And there's all different kinds of ones. So we happened to go to our pump and there was one. We couldn't help ourselves. Of course, I recorded Matt. Matt was going on a rant and I said, wait, honey, let me record you. And so he's talking about, you know, we pointed the camera at the sticker and showing Biden pointing at the gas pump saying we did this, and Matt's going on about, you know, vote, you know, you're worried about EV vehicles or whatever you said.
Yeah, everybody's like, well, we need to buy a fuel efficient vehicle now. No, screw that.
Yeah.
Vote.
Right. So he said vote is what you, anyway. So I posted it up, you know, with a bunch of hashtags, and people were going crazy.
It was like 50-50.
Yeah. Well, most people are for what we believe and we know. So, but one guy was like, bruh, something. It's funny that you think that the president has control over the gas prices. Yeah. And I'm like, I want to answer back, but I said, Matt, I'm going to answer back. Cause I like to ask Matt always before. It's both of us, you know, on our social media. So on one account, social media, we share. So we make sure that we post things that we both agree on. Cause we are one, you know, we are. So I said, Matt, you know, should I post it? I respond back. And after a while, you know, we decided yes. So I'm like, I put down, what did I say? I don't
respond when someone starts a conversation with bruh.
Yeah, I can't take somebody seriously that starts a sentence with the words bruh. You know, we're talking politics, we're talking, you know, about real issues, and you answer with bruh. Yeah. I don't know. God forgive me, I'm being judgy, but... It doesn't sound very smart or intellectual. I don't know. Anyway, so that's what I posted back to them. And then the other lady said, what did she say? Was it a lady? I don't even know if it was a lady or not. But another one, I can't believe that you think that the president...
Who do you think stopped the fracking?
He's the president of the president of the free country. Like, of course he does. Of course he does. Not only that, but the pipeline. Hello. I mean, who shut it off? Who cut it off?
Not me.
The one before. Yeah. But anyway, so it was just interesting that how people respond.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Like the different responses from people is amazing.
Yeah.
That's why you got to educate yourself.
Exactly, exactly.
I just, like you said, we educated ourselves.
Yeah.
And we opened up our eyes.
And you know what? We talk about the media all the time, but I when I'm at home and on my days off, other than, you know, reading my word and staying in my word or whatever, I like to catch up on what's on the news. And I'm not only staying on one channel, I look through all the channels and all the resources. And not only that, I go and I read stuff on, stay alert and stay informed of the things that, you know, you of course, there's always two sides of the stories. There's always 10 perspectives, you know, but when you have just like that one track, mine is kind of scary, you know, it scares. It scares.
Yes.
Yeah, because it sounds like you're not informed and you're ignorant, you know, of what's really going on.
What's really
in the world.
Going on, yeah.
Yeah. Update on the burning ship.
On the burning ship, yes. I'm just going to say that.
So on our last
episode, we're talking about the Volkswagen, that was the Audi Volkswagen group.
That's right, that their ship was burning in the midst of the sea.
Oh, that's tough, man.
And they were trying, there were some what do they call those? Tugboats and emergency vehicles that were
trying to get
emergency
it out.
Boats that were trying to at least salvage some of the stuff from that ship that was sinking. And I don't know if they ended up salvaging anything or not, but it ended up sinking.
Wow. That'll end up on eBay soon. Somebody's going to be pulling out Lamborghinis.
They're going to be down there trying to fish those batteries out is what they're going to be doing.
They're going to be selling Lamborghinis on eBay.
Crazy.
Brand new, no miles.
Crazy.
Slightly used.
Speaking of EVs, right? Yes. Lauren and I were at intercessory prayer the other night, and we're coming out of prayer, coming out of the church building, and we're talking, and because we were putting flyers and pamphlets on people's cars, because right next door to the church there's a dance hall, like where they teach you how to dance salsa and stuff, and so we take advantage of that, y'all, to witness. and we go and we put pamphlets on the people's, because that parking lot gets full. It's a shame it gets full for a dance hall and not but church. But anyway, so we were putting,
you weren't there when we were young,
we were putting the pamphlets on the windows, and we look over and Lauren says, "Is this a Tesla?" And I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Is it recording us right now?"
Sure.
And that little red light was blinky. It was pretty funny. I said, "Yes, ma'am." She was like, "Oh, that's scary." I said, "Yeah. Very scary." Yeah. Car sitting there blinking the red light, recording everything that we're doing.
Well, yeah, they want these autonomous vehicles. So how do you think they're going to get the data?
Yeah, oh, that's true.
They're going to get it in the car you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Wake up, America.
People.
So I guess Honda and Sony have a partnership going on now.
Yes, I heard that. Yes.
So there's a partnership going on there for EV vehicles,
mm-hmm,
and technology. So that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, go ahead, Honda.
Yeah. No, that stuff is great. Did you want to do your book today?
I did. Hang on a second here.
Okay.
Before I go into that, there was something in here I wanted to talk about, and I lost track of. Anyways, we're going to get into talking about automotive service language and etiquette. Matt, what do you think about that? We going to get into it after?
We are already almost 30 minutes in.
Oh, my dear. Goodness. How time flies when we're having fun. Oh, when Erlane's having fun.
Yes. You're going to have to do that in another episode.
All right.
We should do that when we have our guest on.
When's he coming now?
Today, but I guess next week.
Today? Did you talk to him?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. So, my world's worst cars.
All right, dog, sorry.
Today, we're talking about this it's called a Mahindra Indian Chief. And it looks exactly like a Jeep Wrangler. I mean, if not, it is a Jeep Wrangler. I don't know, but it's from the country of India. Isn't that interesting, Matt?
It looks just like a Jeep.
It says CJ 540. I'm confused.
That's like China that copies cars.
Okay.
The same thing.
All right. So it's a Jeep, and it looks just like a Wrangler, like I said. The Mahandran Indian Chief from 1993 to 1995. Top speeds of 105. Nope, 65. I always read the kilometers first. 65 miles an hour. 30 miles per gallon.
Wow.
Yeah. And inline four diesel. It's a diesel.
That's why.
It's a diesel, y'all. I got a picture of it for y'all YouTube people. I got a picture.
You can post these things on Instagram.
I guess I can. There it is. I don't know if y'all can see it very well, but there it is. There is a blue one right there, and then there's a red one. And it looks just like the Jeep Wrangler.
So it looks like a Jeep.
Yeah, it's got the soft top and everything. I mean, the tires, everything. Anyways.
I wonder how they got away with that.
Let's read about it. The Mahandra was sold as a utility vehicle in its home market of India. However, the company saw the growth of 4x4s in Europe and America and decided to try to crack these markets with this model in the early 1990s. That's why you saw a lot of like safari cars and stuff like that in Europe.
Okay.
The move was ultimately a failure, but the Indian Chief could easily have been a success if it had been planned. In concept, it was a great idea. The car was the original Jeep CJ. Yeah. An American legend. And it was built under
American legend.
And it was, that's what the book says. And it was built under license, primarily for the Indian Armed Forces. It was a military truck.
Oh.
It looked the part, especially in black with chrome alloy wheels, but its appeal was lost as soon as you settled in the driver's seat. Well, it's a truck, of course, right? That it's not going to have the greatest ride. The cabin tended to fall apart within days of delivery being taken.
Well, there you go. He drove in and fell apart. That
I thought they were talking about the ride. God, the thing fell apart. While the 2.1 liter Peugeot, how do you say that? Peugeot diesel engine was far more suited to the van it came from, offering a top speed little over 170 miles per hour. Handling was awful, and Mahindra's importer once admitted it had to practically rebuild every car before selling it to a customer. Wow.
They build tractors now.
Such was the dire build quality. Wow. So it was so bad that even before they sold it, they had to rebuild it? That makes
no
sense. That's
crazy. That's funny. Lamborghini went from tractors to supercars, and Mahindra went from cars to tractors.
Yeah, yeah. The Indian chief caught on for a short while because it looked quite cool, but its success in Europe and America didn't last long, as buyers quickly came to realize how truly awful it was. Despite bombing in export markets, however, the Mahindra still enjoys success in its home market, so it's still in India. Not only is it universally loved for reasons unfathomable to Westerners, but is even regarded as something of a status symbol. Well,
I'll be
classy. Oh, pretty fancy. Let's see these little nuggets over here I like to read. The Indian Chief was supposed to be tough, and although it would last a long time mechanically, that roughness didn't extend to the fixtures and the fittings. Light covers and door hinges fell out, while the interior fell apart quickly. Well, the leaf springs and the live rear axle made handling unpredictable and gave the Mahindra a shocking ride quality. And little in the way of shock absorption meant that every road bump was transferred from the wheels to the driver's spine.
Awesome.
Well,
that's awesome.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The Mahindra Indian Chief built in India. Yeah.
Alrighty then.
Yeah.
All right. Man, this is going to go quick.
And that was my world's worst car of the day.
That was it?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to do this etiquette thing next week or for next episode.
Yeah, no, that it's good. It's a lot to talk about,
I know.
Too.
Look, we should make a whole episode on that.
Yeah.
That's definitely going to help somebody.
Yeah. It's a good thing, especially for service advisors when you're speaking to the public.
Just public general.
Yeah, speaking to your customers. Oh, yeah, exactly. Public in general. Just, you're right.
Just because we're in automotive, you know, we can still use this to speak with people.
That's right. So. That's right.
All right, let's get a 5-star review in, and then let's land this plane.
Okay.
Here, you want to read this one? It says, excellent content.
I think we did that
one. Oh, we did that one? 110%? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I think we did that one.
There's a lot. I'm sorry. This podcast is by far my favorite.
Yeah, do that one. That's good.
It says, love this podcast. And it says, this podcast is by far my favorite due to their transparency about automotive, spiritual, and day-to-day life.
Spiritual, y'all.
I love it.
To God be the glory.
Well, that's why we do this. Mm-hmm. There's more to life than cars.
Thank you for your 5-star review. What was it from?
Max Mills. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we appreciate it. All right. And until next time, we love you. Go like, follow, subscribe.
Yes.
And
yes.
Share this thing.
Comment. Yes.
Yes. Comment always. We need some more comments. Means more 5-star reviews.
Yes.
Just go to the Apple and then go to the review section. Leave a 5-star review and a comment.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, y'all.
Thank you. Until next time. We out.
Bye.
Oh, thank you.